Hey, this is Ray Hignum. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is at Ray Hignum, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from a friend of mine, a friend from down under, Tracy Rose. Tracy Rose asks, how can you help your customers, team members, and clients to take action and get results? So part of that, believe it or not, happens before you bring them on. Setting the expectations, finding out why are they joining, what do they hope to gain, what are they trying to either strive toward, or what are they trying to escape? Like maybe it's a bad job, or maybe it's they want a new car, right? You don't know. You got to ask them these questions. So asking people questions before they join is definitely going to not only solidify their decision, but it's also going to help you understand their motivation, okay? So that would be probably my very first suggestion, is understand why are they a customer, what do they hope to gain, or why are they a business builder, what do they hope to gain, what are their expectations. You may even, if they give you a monetary expectation, like I hope to make $10,000 a month, then you might want to get clarification on them on how many hours a week they're planning on putting into it and how long they're willing to do it, just so you have clear expectations. Because one of the biggest killers of would-be successful network marketers is they come in with terrible expectations, and when they don't, unrealistic expectations, and when they don't hit those expectations, they quit. All right. As far as post sign up, so people that you've already got as customers or reps or whatever else, okay, what do you do with those guys? Well, there's a few things. Giving them simple suggestions on action steps is powerful. Number two, helping them with their vision. What is it that they truly want in their life? How do they truly want to spend their time? How do they want to be known? What are the different things that they want to represent while they're on this planet? How do they want to inspire their children? Who do they want to make an impact on? You know, asking them vision type questions is very powerful. And you may even do like team retreats or team webinars where you work on your vision. Maybe you create a vision board, et cetera, and so forth. Sharing motivational stories of people within the team is definitely helpful. So if someone's gotten great benefits from the product, or if they've gotten, they've gotten some results in recruiting or team building or whatever, highlight them, bring those stories out. Stories absolutely are the most powerful thing that you can use to motivate anybody and help people get more results. Run little contests. I know people that they literally go to sleep if there's not a contest. They only wake up and produce if there is a contest going. And so run little contests, have little accountability challenges where there's a little prize. It doesn't have to be super expensive prize. It can be, whatever. It can be, recognition, right? It could be a little trophy. It could be a little badge on their, Facebook profile, etc. So there you go. Those are some of my different suggestions. If you don't have one for your company, I would highly suggest checking out my Home Business Fast Start CD. That is a CD that is designed to motivate people to take action, the right action, inside any network marketing company. You can check it out at rayhigdon.com/HBFS. That's rayhigdon.com/HBFS. There you go. Hope you got benefit from this, Tracy, and everyone else listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.